organization. Has there been any form of interface between the Afeniferi and these people, you know, based on how they are going about, you know, their agitations? Would you say?
Thank you. Those who are calling for the session are those who have been frustrated.
Mm.
Those who have told us that those of us calling for federalism and restructuring, we are wasting our time, that this man will not do it. So if you don't do it, they are getting out. That's the simple thing. And I said, what I said, I don't support secession and I don't propose it. But we don't say in Nigeria, under this constitution, what does that mean? A constitution that is oppressing me? A constitution that has changed the terms under which we agreed to be together in Nigeria as independent? Our leaders were taken to London, Lotendos, 1954. That is where we agreed to stay together and the terms under which we agreed to stay together. Revenue allocation, security, everything has been settled under that constitution. It was the military caution in 1966 that imposed this constitution on us. And we have been saying so. They have not denied. Then why do you want to rule us by law that we say we don't know nothing about?
Mm-hmm.
As I said in my previous program, my dear, let our Muslims, our Christians, and the traditional ruler continue to pray to God to change the mind of Buhari, to be more persuasive, to look kindly to his children, who elected him, on the terms that he was going to be democratic and be fair, and be less aggressive against those who are opposing him.
Aside from changing the constitution that we currently use, are you in favor of restructuring and true federalism?
Yes, I'm in favor of restructuring. I have said in many interviews, if today Buhari is kind enough and persuasive enough and patriotic enough to even take one or two steps towards restructuring by way state police, devolve powers, take the promotion of revenue allocation, and then call us together and do the rest. Or take the 2014 constitutional conference, set up a strong committee to review it. What you don't want there, take it out. What you want there, put it in. In 3 months, it will be done. And make an executive order. That's law. Because we want peace. But my dear, I am not one of those who deceive that Buhari wants peace. He doesn't want this country to stay together. He does everything to make people want to secede. And I've said it. The more he delayed restructuring, the more he delayed coming back to federalism, the more he encourages those who want to secede. And that is painful to people like myself. I don't support this country to break. I have worked for it. The Yorubas have worked for it. We want to stay together on the terms that we agreed to. The moment you deviate from those conditions, that is why we are calling for secession.
The president, over several times, you know, have mentioned that he's for restructuring, but that it lies solely in the hands of the National Assembly. He still mentioned it a few days ago in another interview.
Don't let that president continue to draw wool across our eyes. How can he say, if you go back to a constitution we say we don't know about? That's common sense. This is the constitution we are complaining about. And now you are saying is that constitution you should go to for the amendment. And the people to amend it are the beneficiary of the constitution. And that's simple, that's logical. He's just pretending. He knows it will be done. That's why he said, well, even after the southern governors have said they don't want open grazing, because of this power he has under this constitution, he said, well, go and implement it. is going to make a law to counter that. What half of the nation, or more than half, said they want. Is that a Democrat? And we tell you he's a born again Democrat. But I have said it. That's why I say I'm not surprised. And people say I'm just babbling it. Before he was voted for in 2015, I said the man is a feudalist. He's a born a feudalist. He's trained as a dictator, as a military man. He can't be democratic. And his record shows that he has been a dictator all along. What are you experiencing now? If you're a young man, you don't know, go and ask for my interview in 2014 about what I said about this man. I don't hate him. All I want him to do is to give us to allow us to live together in peace under a condition and constitution our forefathers agreed to. Why should you refuse to go back to a constitution Saldanha, Awolowo, Azikiwe agreed to? I'll be repeating it. He has not refuted. Garba Shehu has not talked. Adesina has not talked. Lai Mohammed has not talked. That no, that constitution is not available. Why? Is he more intelligent than Saldanha? Is he better educated? Is he more Fulani than Saldanha? You people, you president, go and let him answer those questions. Why is he forcing a constitution on us, which you don't know about, and you say you're a Democrat?
All right, now let's bring Paulajide back into the conversation. Do we still have Paulajide on the line?
We appear
to have lost him. While we attempt to establish a connection again, Chief Adebanjo, I'd like to ask you, now there are pros and cons that are listed on both sides in favor of those who suggest restructuring and true federalism, and those who suggest that a breakaway or a sovereign nation is a more preferable alternative. Now, for those who say that they would like to self-govern themselves, that's those clamoring for Yoruba Nation, they say that even restructuring will not solve Nigeria's problems, many as they are, as we speak. Now, Emeritus Professor of History, Professor Banja Akintoye, actually said that even if we restructure Nigeria, whatever component units, whatever federating units we create will still not be equal to the existing central ones. That even if we create, maybe state police, regional fractions, they will still not be as strong as the ones at the center. Just as he said, it happened in shortly after the coup in 1966. However, those who also are clamoring for a sovereign republic, many have said that even if we do break away, even if there is the federal government does agree to the call for an Oduduwa republic, that there will once again be rivalry and the old wars will resurface among the Yoruba ethnic groups. What do you make of these concerns, both in favor of and against, the calls for Yoruba Nation?
Thank you. You want me to come in here?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. You see, because people don't allow us to sit down and talk, they confuse issue. I don't agree with those who say coming back to federalism will not solve our problem. And let me make a correction, which confused many people, because somebody wrote yesterday that there's nothing like true federalism. I agree with him. People are talking of true federalism because this government is calling this constitution federalism. Federalism has no definition. Federalism is federalism. Federalism is the distribution of power between the central government and the federated units. And if this is agreed to, and the federated unit has autonomy, we are drive home safely. No region, the federal government, we have no power under any region. And I will remind Professor Akintoye to that. Under the First Republic, when we had this federal institution that we love, What did we not allow? Give that power to establish a foreign embassy in London. All that we wanted to do, we could do it. The central government would only be assigned foreign matter, airline, railway, and all that. All the paraphernalia of your that concerns the common man in your village is your hand. Education, health, agriculture, and all that. And we have the advantage of being a big country then, without any religion or any group overpowering or oppressing the other. We have regional autonomy, a federal constitution, really federal, in the line of America and other places. We will settle all the conditions there. You don't let us confuse ourselves with those who mix up unity of government with federation. That is why some people are saying we want true federalism. There is nothing like true federalism. It is because they are confusing this unity government with real federalism that they say no, we want true federalism. It is federalism in the proper sense, like America, Canada, Australia, where we spend out the type of federalism we want. And every unit of the federation will be autonomous. We will be independent of the federal government. We will not be subordinate to the federal government. We will not be complementing to the government, federal government. And we have the advantage of economy of scale as a big country, without any section of the federation oppressing the other. It's simple.
All right. We'd like to sincerely appreciate you, Chief Ayo Adebanjo, for your time. And we do pray that in Nigeria that you desire will emerge in your time. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.